Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Helen, in the worst thing to hit an airplane since the goose in Sully's engine, Southwest Airlines announced they are going to expand their program of featuring what on select flights?
Oh, I know this. They're going to start making you listen to bad bands on the plane.
Exactly right. Live concerts on the plane. Oh. And you may think, no way, there is no way in this world an airline is going to strap me into a cramped seat and then, while I am helpless, have a guy in a cowboy hat stand up with a guitar and sing about his truck. They're not going to do that. But they have already done it. Southwest has partnered with a Nashville music group to provide live concerts on some planes, and they've gotten reactions from trapped passengers, ranging from, this is a good one, best flight ever, to, if I say it did not drive me insane with rage, will you let me off this plane?
Wait, does this take place before takeoff or during the entire flight?
Well, you take off, and then once you're sort of cruising, it, you're like, it's like, so the band gets up and says, hello over Cleveland, they say.
But I mean, what could go wrong? I mean, people are so happy when they fly.
Exactly.
Everyone is so comfortable already.
Yeah.
What a little serenade that you didn't expect could only make the experience more joyful. After getting on Southwest, fighting for your seat.
Yes. Well, interestingly,
I think it's a beautiful moment.
I once did a story on this. Do you know how Southwest devised their seating policy? They used ants.
It's I heard about
bioinspiration. The way that ants all know how to funnel into a small space.
But did they make the ants listen to a band?
Yeah.
On the plane.
Coming up, we take a trip to the world of tomorrow in our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT-TO-PLAY. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.